Alambes and Ralph are on the first white line. It says, Vigabi Hitamidiki. So when are men checked? If women are checked, in other words, everything goes through when they're giving birth, what about by men? So when they're crossing over a bridge. Gesher Visulo, only when they were crossing over a bridge. I mean, Kain Gesher, anything like it, when there's something dangerous going on. Rav Lover Mavar Dios Beakum. Rav would never go on a ferry where a non-Jew is sitting there. Maybe that non-Jew is going to have a din done on him at that time, and I'm going to be grabbed with him. Shmuel would only go on a ferry that had a non-Jew. Because the Sultan cannot get both nations at the same time. Rabbiana Baruch Alvar, Rabbiana would check through, and then would cause Rabbiana Litamed, Amar Loglom, Yamad, and Makum Sakana, Lumish Ozan Lenes. A person should never stand in a Makum Sakana and say, maybe a miracle will happen, Shamin Ozan Lenes, because maybe a miracle won't happen in Ozan Lenes, but Nakam was Kyosev, and a miracle does happen. Either way, it takes away from his chuyos, from his merits. Amar Chana Mikra, what Pasuk tells us that? Katonti mikol chasin mikol ames, I become small from all the chasin and all the ames that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given. Rezerah b'yuma d'shu salonah filibini dikla. And out of that, Reb Zera, on a windy day, would not walk between palm trees because he was afraid of them blowing over. Amar Yisrael b'yuda Reb Yehuda, lo'olim v'akashon rachmish lo yichala. Says Rabbi Yitzchak to Rabbi Yehuda, a person should always daven that he doesn't become sick. Shemichala, omer lo havi zchus veivata. Because if he already became sick, then they say bring a zchus so you could become potter, right? But beforehand, you could get yourself out of it. Omer mar ukva mikro. What pasuk says that? Ki yipol no from menu, menu lo havi raya. When somebody falls, mi menu from him, he has to bring a raya to be good. Tan Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says ki yipol no from menu. Where is the leap of mishesh to be raised? This guy was supposed to fall from the first 6 days of creation. Shmuel not fall. Right, because he hasn't fallen, the Hakatsuv Kro Nofil. And yet the Pasuk still calls him a Nofil. He's going to fall. In a good way, it could happen in a good way that you're Nofil. It could happen in a bad way. And if you're Chayiv, it'll happen in a bad way. Turn around, two dots. Somebody who's sick and he's going to die. We tell him to Vidoy. You can't call him Misvaden. Because anybody who's going to die, they should do Vidoy first. Somebody who goes out to the marketplace, it should be in his eyes like he was given over to an officer. If he has a headache, or should be as if he's going out with a metal neck piece that goes around, as if he's taken out to be killed. All the means to he'd went up to a bed and then he fell. It should be like they took him to a place where they were going to kill him. If you have tremendous, you know, saviors, things behind you, that defenders behind you, you'll be saving Levin and us, but if not, you won't. These are the prakliten that a person can use, tshuva and maisim tovim. If you have 999 people trying to say something bad about you, but one person is saying schus, nitzel, you get saved. If you have one malach that's a melech out of 1,000, to say his goodness, and that's good, they will save him from Reda Shachas. That's all you need. One specific good deed. Rabbi Lezman Osh Rabbi Yezak Liyom Rafil Teshem Yel Teshem Teshem but also Malach Lechova Ve'achalos Chos Nitzol. Even if that Malach itself has 999 reasons to say that you don't deserve it and one reason to say you deserve it, you could still be saved. Shem Melech Echod Mini Elef. Ten Rabban Al Shol Shafir Es Nashem Mesef Beshleshem Mesef Leodos. And three Averis women die when they are young. Rabbi Lezman Menashem Mesef Yelodos. Women die when they're still kids. That's Rabbi Lazar's line over here. So either they die when they're giving birth or when they're actual kids. Rabbi Acham Amar Avon It's a sin that they clean the excrement of their children on Shabbos, and usually they do something which is an issue, right? So Yeshomon al Shakorin la Arona Kodesh Arona, or because they nickname the Arona Kodesh, they call it Arona, and that's the reason why they call it Tanu Rabbi Shmuel ben Elazar Omer. To the sin of two things, Amiratz die, Ashkorn la Arona Kodesh Arno, because they give a nickname for the Arona Kodesh, Ashkorn the Beis Knesset Beizam. Because the Beis Knesset, they just call it like a gathering place. Tan Rabbi Yosef Amar Shlosha Bidke Misa of Rabbi Yisha, there were three Bidke Misa that were created in a woman, three different things that women have that allows them to Chas V'Shalom be killed. Amila Shlosha Divke Misa, three things that are quick to cause them to die. Nida, Chala, and the luck is an air. Chaduk Rabbi Elazar, Chaduk Rabban, one like Rabbi Elazar, and one like the Rabban. In one, whether they're called divke or bidke misa, Tan Rishon Galil Omer, Rishon Galil says halachos hektish chumos and meiser tenu gufei Torah. The halachos of hektish, chuma, and meiser are gufei Torah. They're actual bodies of Torah and everything about it. Benimsu l'amei aretz and we're given over to the amei aretz, right? So because everybody has to do it on their own, we can't just allow Basin to do everything for them. Nowadays we actually have hechsherim that do it. Tan Rabbi Nasan Omer on Amud Beis, we have a brayso Rabbi Nasan says, but avonu darim is a ish shalodam. Do the sin of nedarim, making bad promises. cases, a person's wife can chas shon daishnami in the chaloshalim. If you have nothing to pay, lamikach mishkafach mitatach, why should you take your bed from underneath you, referring to your wife? Rabbi Yom Ravon Adam Banim Mesim Kshen Ketanim, when a person promises something and doesn't do it, his children die when they're young. Shnamar al titin spich lachtias besarecha, don't allow your mouth to sin against your own flesh, or atum lufnei malach yishkaki, and don't say in front of the king, in front of the angel that is in accident. Lamikach alokim alka kolecha, why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu get angry at your voice? V'chavalav masi adecha, and destroy that which is your handiwork. Is it masi yadav shalom? What is your handiwork? Avim rabbanon v'nosu shalom. It's your children. Tanu rabbanon. We have a verse about Avin Adar rabbanon Mason Divrei Rabbi Elazar Rishim. Rabbi Elazar Rishim says children die because of the sin. I'm breaking promise. Rabbi Nassi Omer Rabbanon Bittul Torah. Rabbi Nassi says it's because of Bittul Torah. Bishul Mandam Rabbanon Adar Kedar Amro. We already explained it. Mandam Rabbanon Bittul Torah. Micro. What pasuk tells us that? Tichsiv. We have pasuk in Yirmiyah. Lo Shavi Kesi Es Benechem. You think I'm doing this for nothing? That I'm hitting your children? Mosul Loachu because they didn't take Mosur. Rabbi Nachum Yisak Omer Lamandam Rabbanon Adar Maimeyachal. It could be the sin of Nedar could also be over here. Lo Shavi Kesi Es Benechem. Let's get Shav because they lied. That's why I'm taking down their children. Michti. Rabbi Nassi Hanu Rabbi. Rabbi Nassi is Rabbi. Rabbi Avon Nedar Kamer. Rabbi says it was through the sin of Nedarim. Zagur Yenasi over here say it was Bitzel Torah. Basar Hashem and Rebbe Elazar Hashem, after he heard from Rebbe Elazar Hashem, and he said, you know what? I agree. It's really Avon Nedarim and not from Bitzel Torah. Pilgir Rechi Rabbe Rabbe Yossi, Chan Ba'avim Mizuzachan Rabbe Elazar Bitzel Torah. Rabbe Chia Rabbe Rabbe Yossi argue. One says it was the sin of Mizuzah that caused their children to die. The other says Bitzel Torah. Lamad Ba'avim Mizuzah Mikro Nidrish Lefanov Lefnei Fanov. If it's from mezuzah, it's because the pasuk is darshaned not only in front of it, just in front of it, but not the pasuk all the way in front of it. Because it says l'man yirbi meichem mevinechem, you have long lives of your children. That's if you do mezuzah properly. L'man yirbi avon b'tzotor mikro nirzul l'fanav l'fnei fanav. It could be all the way up there because it says l'man atomos amos meichem. You should teach it to your children. So that could be b'tzotor. Two dots. Pilgrim Rabbi Yudah Chanam Rav Avon Mezuzah Chanam Rav Avon Tzitzis. Some say it was because of the sin of mezuzah that caused your children to die. Some say it's from the sin of tzitzis. Bishul l'man yirbi avon mezuzah d'ksiv l'saftom mezuzah b'secha. It says you should write on the mezuzah your house. You should have long life for you and your children. What about tzitzis? So too in your corners you will find the blood of poor innocent nefashos, and that refers to the case where Nachman Yitzchak Amar L'Madim Rav and Mizuzah Nami Malcha. Mizuzah could also be learned from that pasuk to see love machtaris matzosim shalsa pesachim machtaris. I did not find them in the tunnels. They made openings like tunnels, as if they don't need mezuzah. Somebody who's careful about tzitzis will have 2,800 servants serving you. In those days, there will be 10 people from all the different languages of the nations. They'll grab on to the corner of the Yishudi. Right, let's go with them. So that's 10 people from 70 nations. So that would altogether be 700 times 4 corners. That's 2,800. Okay, we have a simon over here. Sonei chalot shumen exalz dina shvua shivchusa giluin velusa. Satani remenichami yom revo oven sinas chinam meriva rabba besol peso shaladim. Because of sin, it's going to be because you hate people unnecessarily, so therefore fights. Big fights will happen inside your house. Yishu ma'pelz na'falam chas v'shalom, your wife will lose, will have miscarriages. Banam benosu shaladim mesim kshen ketanim, and your children will die when they're young. This is the second part. Sonei chalot. Ain bracha b'makunis, they will have no bracha on things that you gather together. Ma'ar mishlachas b'sha'arim, you'll have curses throughout your gates. B'zorin zorin b'achir mochlin, you'll plant things and other people will eat them. Shema afini asazos lechem, I will also do this for you. B'fkati lechem b'halom, I will cause upon you some type of confusion. As shachavetz v'asakadachas m'chalos n'emi divos nafesh, as ratun l'rikus harachem, you're going to plant for nothing your plants. V'achlu v'aivechem, and your enemies are going to eat inside. They're going to b'halom b'chala. Don't say it's b'hala. Don't say in confusion, it's chala. V'im nosim yisporchen, and if you give it, then you get blessed. Shema reishu zavri zesechem tinu l'koin, l'aniach bracha v'esecha, the first of your arisa, of your dough, you'll give to the coin to put, make a bracha upon your house, and that's the chala. By not giving truma meiser, shemayim natsarim holy talamater. By yukar hava, the heavens will stop bringing down talamater. There will be very expensive things in the world. Everything's going to be really expensive. As charavad, you're going to lose a lot of money. And a lot of people will run after the pranasa. They won't be able to reach. Number tzia gam chom yigzal meshalik shol chatu. They'll command it, there'll be heat, they'll lose the days of the snow, shol chatu, and they'll have sinned down to the grave. My mashma tani rabbi shmo b'shol tonish is v'zachim yimotz chama, because the things that I commanded you during the summer, the latisim, you didn't do them, that's true, that's what's going to cause you to lose out on the rain, or the snow, during the days of the rain. The inosim is barakim, but if you give it, the truma ma'aser, then you're going to be v'lashin, so also you should bring the ma'aser into the base, there should therefore be food in my house, and you should test me in this, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, If I don't open for you the windows of the heaven and empty out bracha for you until you cannot say enough, my bilidai, I'm Rami Bar Yud, I think it is, Rami Bar Chama, until your lips cannot stop saying the word enough, 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 enough. That's how much there's going to be. That was the Haftorah from this past week. So through the sin of Gezel, locusts come up. There's going to be hunger throughout the world. People are going to have to eat the flesh of their own children. That's what's going to happen over here. So that's Gezel. So if we go back to the sin, we got Sani, Chala, Truma, and now Nigzelas. Shamar, Shuma Devarazeh, Paros HaBashan, listen to this thing. O cows of the Bashan Shiva Harshamra, they're in the Harshamra, Ushkos Dalam, that steal from those who are poor. Harot Zav Yanu, who crush the poor, the destitute Amrava. Going Hanyash and Mahuza, like the women of Mahuza, the Acham Lo Avdan, they eat, right? And they don't work, so they're stealing, so to speak, from their husbands. They don't do anything themselves. They make other people work for them. I'm going to destroy you with some type of storm, with some type of blight that goes all throughout your fields, and so too all of your gardens and your vineyards and all of your figs and your olive gardens that will be eaten by the locusts. Then the arba will come in. Yes, arba achal yelik. Then yelik will come in. Yes, elak yelchal chasil. Then the chasil will come in. On the right hand side, there's hunger. On that left hand side, nobody's able to be satisfied. Each they'll have to eat their own flesh. They'll eat from their own children's flesh. One more piece. Through the sin of inoiden, by afflicting din and messing up the din and ruining the din, then there's going to be sword fare, war, and there's going to be a lot of spoils, and there will also be plagues. And other famines come into the place. Many of the and so many people eat, they will never be satisfied. They'll have to eat their bread by a certain amount. It's going to be vengeance. The Empress of the Torah says, I have not created for you day and night. There's going to be 10 people baking in the same place. Also, it's because you despised my judgments. We'll stop there by the second two dots in Lama Gimel and Aleph.